forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 1725 on Saturday, the 14th of June. The general synopsis at midday. Low Northern Irish Sea, 1,010, expected. Western Norwegian Basin, 1,007, by midday tomorrow. Low North Rockall, 1,010, losing its identity. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, northeast 40s. Variable 3 or 4 at first in North Utsira. Otherwise, easterly or southeasterly 4 to 6. Veering westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5 later. Occasional rain, perhaps thundery, fog patches developing. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Southwest 40s, Cromarty 4th. Cyclonic 2 to 4, becoming westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6. Occasionally variable 3 later. Showers, perhaps thundery at first, fog patches at first. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Tyne, Dogger, south or southwest 3 to 5, veering west or southwest 2 to 4. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Fisher, German Bight, east or southeast 4 to 6 at first in Fisher, otherwise south or southwest 2 to 4, veering west or 4 or 5 later. Rain or showers, perhaps thundery, fog patches developing, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Humber, Thames, Dover, south or southwest 4 to 6, veering west or southwest 3 to 5, showers, moderate or good. Wight, Portland, Plymouth, westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally variable 2 in south, showers, good. Biscay, variable 2 to 4, showers, thundery in southeast, good, occasionally poor in southeast. Fitzroy, Sole, westerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, veering northerly 4 to 6 in South Fitzroy, occasionally 7 later in far southeast of Fitzroy, showers, good. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, west or southwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, showers, perhaps thundery at first, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first in Irish Sea. Shannon, west or northwest, backing southwest later, 3 to 5, occasional rain, moderate or good. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fairall, Faroes. Cyclonic, becoming west or southwest later, 3 to 5, occasionally 6, except in Hebrides. Occasional rain or showers, perhaps thundery in Fairall. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And southeast Iceland, northeasterly 5 to 7 at first in northwest, otherwise cyclonic 3 to 5. Rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And now for a more general look at the weather, here's Louise Lear.
Good evening. It's been a day of heavy thundery rain pushing its way steadily north, and it's still lingering across Scotland and Northern Ireland. But that area of low pressure will gradually clear away through the night, leaving a legacy of cloud and a few scattered showers across Scotland, but a much more quieter and comfortable night for getting a good night's sleep. Overnight lows of 10 to 12 degrees. Into Sunday, a much better day for all part two of the weekend, starting off dry, settled with some sunny spells coming through, a few isolated showers across the East Midlands, and some of these will then drift their way south and east into East Anglia and southeast England through the afternoon. Behind it, some sunny spells, but some thickening cloud will linger across Scotland and Northern Ireland. Now, the winds will be light, but from a northwesterly direction on Sunday, so a fresher feel for all, 14 to 19 degrees across Scotland and Northern Ireland, 20 to 23 degrees elsewhere. Now, as we go through the week ahead, high pressure will continue to dominate the weather story, and the heat and humidity is set to build once again. There is the risk of some frontal systems bringing showery outbreaks of rain to Scotland and Northern Ireland to begin with, but by the end of the week, it's all going to be about heat and humidity. If that's too much and not your cup of tea, well, you might be pleased to hear that low pressure will return, bringing showery, fresher conditions by the following weekend. Enjoy your day.
Thank you, Louise. Now, we've got an easy start to tomorrow morning here on Radio 4, and here's Lauren Laverne to tell us more.
My castaway this week is the Labour peer, Lord Alf Dobbs, who recalls a late-night sitting in the House of Commons not long after he became an MP.
Policewoman at the door said, "Good evening, sir." And I said, "Good evening. I'm hoping to speak tonight." And she said, "Yes, sir. Will it make any difference?" And I picked myself off the floor and read my speech. And as I drove home at 6 in the morning, I realised it made not the slightest difference.
Lord Alf Dobbs, my castaway. Do join us to hear his Desert Island Discs tomorrow morning at 10.
BBC News at 6 o'clock. This is Tom Sanders. Good evening.